the Seagull Diet, or what really happened on the day I learned to love the Michigan Seagull. I first closely examined Michigan before I spoke English when I was 10 or so. I was throwing darts at the world map in hopes of predicting my future, and my dart hit just west of Detroit. So I studied the area, pondering if they had real robot cups yet. I did notice the lakes, of course, but as a boy growing up roughly by the Baltic Sea, my thought process was something like, if the lakes really were that great, they wouldn't call them lakes. They would probably call it a sea or something. Now, to be fair, once I had my fill of exploring Florida and the tiny islands of Florida Keys, I said unto myself, it is time to examine these lakes. Being surrounded by them, I found a nearest highway and decided to drive due north until it ended by some beach. To this day, there is no more reliable method to get at a proper adventure. And as highways highway, I ended up on the central west coast of Michigan at a small town called Ludington. My love for seagulls began with a clear injustice. The first time I arrived at the Ludington beach, here the first thing I saw were cute starving seagulls standing beneath an angry and legally binding looking "Do not feed the seagulls" sign. Not once have I seen anything more cruel, and promptly began feeding them with everything I had in my car, which was healthy cheese puffs first, but then nuts and seeds from my trail mix. I didn't dare to give them candy, of course, though in considerable part because I already pecked it all out myself. For those of you that don't know, trail mix is just a mix of peanuts, dried fruit, and a little bit of candy. As I kept returning to Ludington, I would often stop by that very sign and secretly hand-feed them one by one. As seagulls live up to 16 years, I like to think to myself that to this day, I am a god-grand-grandfather to some of Michigan's population today. I should mention here that the European herring gulls have been found to live up to 50 years. And what beautiful birds they are. My love and appreciation for the seagull began when I realized that they were helping me with my fitness training, as they would demand to eat much of my trail mix and other healthy snacks. We'd sit at the lake beach together, watching the tourists freaking out about finding awesome seashells that I purchased in bulk earlier in the afternoon at the floral section of the distant supermarket and then scattered at the beach. And eating healthy snacks together. And once, when I added up all the crumbs I shared, it turned out to be just about half my calories for the day. They helped me, and I was helping them. But my love for the seagull did not come into the full bloom until the day I went to feed the Ludington State Park population. Now, the first thing I must tell you about is quite possibly one of the most bizarre stories I know. When I got done with feeding them, I went to the main beach area and began brainlessly scanning around, searching for interesting things to look at. All kinds of people were there having all kinds of fun. But my brain kept flagging a group of teenagers. They were just kind of bobbing up and down from the sand, looking guilty as heck. So I inched closer, just to see a head sticking out of the sand. They were digging a hole, and it was as tall as a tall teenager. The next time they caught my attention, I saw them lifting a huge, no, I mean a huge driftwood. As straight as you can imagine, and as tall as a lamppost. And it suddenly took off and slid into the hole they dug with a thump. At which point, they filled in the sides with sand, did a little dance to stomp the sand down, and just dispersed towards their corresponding families. I looked at the now lonesome pole and just could not imagine the beach without it. There was a store nearby, and the pole looked like it was the very thing that provided the store with electricity, and a critical part of the broader electric infrastructure to boot, which, to be honest, was lacking, as this was a wet beach. The teenagers found a driftwood that looked like a freaking telephone pole, and spent half, nay, more than half of an afternoon installing it into the ground. Towards the end, exhausted and crazed from all the heat. But the sons of guns did it. They planted an important-looking pole, and I am sure it stands there to this day. As who would want to mess with electricity at the beach? Now, for the retelling, and perhaps a confession, of what one of my seagulls was helped to achieve on the very same day. As the teenagers were still digging the damn hole, I've noticed a mom and her little daughter descending from the store. The little girl was clutching a toast she dropped, or maybe some seeds or something. The mother seemed annoyed, like this was a trip that she did not bargain for and her daughter was completely out of control. But she fulfilled the daughter's wish, and the little girl, hanging on to her mom with one hand, lifted the other, holding a snack for the seagull. It was a really cute thing to see, and I immediately appreciated what she was doing, of course. Bless her. But as fate would have it, the same moment she lifted her snack was also one of the more notable moments in all the seagull history. And while it happened in the blink of an eye, the sound of the event echoed for a goody long while. And I personally believe I will remember it for life, as it sounded something like this. And it was one of the largest and it was one of the largest shits a seagull and it was one of the largest shits a seagull ever gulled. And it went straight at her head. I looked at the mother, and she was already gagging. She quickly dragged her daughter away to the bathroom sink with a quirky smile that bespoke, "At least you won't ever want to feed the freaking seagulls again." I kind of almost remember feeding a fat seagull albatross-looking bird. And it would take an old fat albatross to lift that much cargo into the air. There's no proof it was my feeding that caused this situation. But that was definitely a trail mix load.
Poor little lady.
Now in her 20s, probably hasn't fed a bird since. And just this morning, a huge flock of seagulls greeted me by the gym, as if to check on my progress and say hello. And I have not seen so much mischief and unique character and beauty since I myself have left the wilderness for a warmer clime.